time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Host Dana Rodriguez is joined this week by the San Francisco Chronicle's music critic, Joshua Cosman, and technical editor, Kira Pace.
If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this.
Gotta be Dana Rodriguez on a Sunday night.
Thank you very much, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely weekend, and we also hope you can spare us an hour of your wonderful, valuable time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation program. So, of course, we need your participation out there. We're asking you to call in with a question or answer. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Is it working? What?
It's fine.
Again, that is area code 415-841-4134, or toll-free. Yes, we do have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and whatever Kira deigned to write in her hopped-up conditions. So, again, that's 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral 1. So that is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. We generally don't read the emails during the show, but they all get read. So it's always great to hear from our listeners, so feel free to drop us a line anytime. MindsOverMatter1@gmail.com. If we'd like to hear this show live on live stream, you can certainly do that just by going to kalw.org. It should be available as we speak, or while we speak. And also, if you'd like to listen to the podcast of the show, it should be available soon after our show tonight at kalw.org, and later on at iTunes and a lot of other places, Apple Podcasts, et cetera, et cetera. So, okay, all that being said, we're going to start with a round of introductions. I see the E line is already blinking, the official dedicated E line. And so get your call in as soon as possible. Here's the first intro. Kira Pace is hopped up on prescription allergy pills right now. Will she be able to make it through the show without sneezing? Who knows? This uncertainty will surely make for some exciting live radio. That's nobody has ever been heard to sneeze on live radio, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's the kind of drama I'm bringing to the table today. In memorial tribute to the great Leon Redbone, who died on Thursday, Joshua Cosman is doing tonight's show in dark glasses, a stick pin, a Panama hat, and a jeweled walking stick. You look very swank.
Thank you. I can pull it off when I have to if I'm on radio. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, knows better than to walk ahead of a queen, even a nasty one.
All right. All that being said, we will start with Ms. Kira Pace.
All right. Josh, I can't remember if any of the these questions happened while you were here, but did you know that Dana really loves answering questions about people who have directed New Order videos?
No, but it sounds like his kind of thing.
No,
I'm totally there for it.
He loves it.
Good.
Anyway, so I have another one.
It's like I'm not even here.
So I'm going to try something new this evening. I have a question for you. It is a very hard question.
That's the way I like it, baby.
Right? But if if you're unable to answer it, and if the callers can't answer it, I will add additional clues as the night progresses.
So you're looking at him as though you think I'm not even going to be able to.
It's like you're not even here.
Clearly, okay. All right.
Well, no, please feel free.
I'll do my best.
You are not the New Order video fan.
Oh no! I see. It's a New Order. No, that's true.
Okay. So you know.
Bring it.
Right to your areas of expertise.
Anyway, I appreciate that.
So here is here's the hard version of the question. While a grad student at Columbia, what Oscar-winning director produced a 17-minute film featuring two men, one of whom was a then-unknown Gary Busey, literally pummeling one another as two professors analyzed the seductiveness of cinematic violence in a voiceover.
I disagree with the part of the question where you state a then-unknown Gary Busey, as opposed he's so well-known now. Read that once more.
He's a master of the endocrine system, yeah, if memory serves. While a grad student at Columbia, what Oscar-winning director produced a 17-minute film featuring two men, one of whom was a then-unknown Gary Busey, literally pummeling one another as two professors analyzed the seductiveness of cinematic violence in a voiceover?
So I assume that giving us a year or a range of years would be too much, too helpful, huh?
Well, you figure it'd probably be...
Well, I want to, or either, at least I want to know if Gary, the unknown Gary Busey is, this is pre-fame or post-fame.
Yeah.
This is pre-fame unknown Gary
Got
Busey.
Got it, okay.
This is 70s Gary
70s.
Busey.
70s,
okay.
Yeah. So who's a graduate student at Columbia in the 70s?
How about
and
well,
an Oscar-winning director?
I know, that
narrows
was.
It down.
I mean,
can we assume this is the 70s?
Yes, we can assume.
Okay.
That.
Well, Oscar-winning director.
What's he in graduate school for?
Film.
Oh. No, he went to Harvard. Never mind.
Oscar-winning director. This person won their Oscar for directing?
Yes.
Brian De Palma?
That is not correct.
70s.
All right. Well, maybe I'm wrong. What if it's Terrence Malick?
It is not Terrence Malick. So that is two off the list. So I'm sure Ede will call in with his guess.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, you said you had added information on this question?
I do, but I...
Well, let's give people a chance.
Yeah,
it's not
people,
so hard. It's.
Yeah, I'll give a... So that's the first part. And if it comes around to me again and nobody has it, I will add some more information.
May I ask if this person is still actively directing?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want another guess?
Or
do you want to just
I'm
going to
think about it.
Well, it's not Scorsese, is it?
It's not Scorsese.
Okay. I think he went to NYU.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Do you want another question while that stews?
All right, go ahead.
All right. An art concept for a roller coaster featuring a 510-meter drop followed by seven loops. Anyway, has a name that is related to its function. Sorry, poorly written. What is this roller coaster called? It's not an actual roller coaster. It's an art concept roller coaster. It's art.
And it does what?
So it has a 510-meter drop followed by seven loops. And its name has to do with its function. So what is the name of this roller coaster?
Would it help to tell us where it is?
It doesn't actually exist. A scale model was built. It was displayed, I think, in London and then in Spain. It may still be in Spain right now.
So this is a relatively recent thing?
Yeah, the last 10 years, I'd say. I think that sounds right.
So the name of the roller coaster has to do with the...
With its function.
Function.
And it's not an actual roller coaster.
Right.
It's just a concept.
An artistic concept roller coaster.
It drops and then it does seven loops.
It drops 510 meters and then does seven loops.
How much is that in real terms?
Like 1,600 feet.
Okay.
Which I assume are the terms you wanted.
All right.
Yes.
And
Imperial, baby.
Josh, you go ahead.
All right. Well, let's see. I found a nice older question that I wanted in my files that I thought I would resuscitate, but then I would fill out with some other stuff.
You have files?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you think I just throw this stuff out when I'm done?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I have to. Anyway, the original question, which I still liked, is what is the only U.S. state capital that is also one of the top 100 surnames in the 2010 census? Think about that while I give you some follow-up questions, because I downloaded the list of all the surnames in the 2010 census to see if I could get anything else out of it.
Jackson.
Okay.
Nice.
There we go. Take a bell. Follow-up, what is the second-ranked U.S. state capital, which is at number 256, so not in the top 100, but not bad? What are the first and last names alphabetically in the top 100? And finally, how close can you guess to the ranking of the following surnames in the 2010 census? Rodriguez, Pace, and Cosman. So once again, these are this is a ranking of all the surnames in America according to the 2010 census. Jackson is the top-ranked U.S. state capital, the only one in the top 100. What's the second-ranked U.S. state capital at 256? What are the first and last alphabetically in the top 100?
And these are also state capitals?
No, I'm sorry. This is a separate question. In other words, of the top 100 names, what's the first and last alphabetically? And how close can you get to guessing the ranking of the following surnames in the list? Rodriguez, Pace, Cosman.
Well, I can guarantee you Rodriguez is wiping the floor with Cosman and
Pace.
I'm
giving you them. And Pace is wiping the floor with Cosman.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's not even close.
I don't meet a lot of Paces, so.
You got to pick up the pace.
I would suggest that Rodriguez is in the top 20.
Closer?
Top 10?
Yeah.
About that.
Rodriguez weighs in at number 9.
Oh. My big family.
Yeah.
And can I assume that neither Pace nor Cosman busted the 100?
You can.
Can I assume that they did not make it to 250?
That is correct.
Can I assume that they are maybe like more in like the 1,000 or below range?
Well, I would say you're assuming Pace and Cosman are even within hailing distance of each other.
Yeah, I doubt
We're
that.
Not.
Okay.
Or not.
Fine.
Order of magnitude.
Pace, is Pace even in the top 1,000?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. Yeah. In that case, 927.
Pretty close. Dana, you got a guess?
For Pace?
Yeah.
I'll go with 850.
He's better at this. 868. Right. Well done.
Very good. Plus, you know,
I warmed it up, though, with that.
Yeah.
There's a college named Pace.
Okay.
And there are no college named Cosman.
Not yet.
You hope.
I'm endowing one soon, though.
Are you?
As soon as I get the money together.
All right.
Cosman is further down the list. If you can just
2112.
Further.
4,200.
4,200?
4,200.
No.
42,000.
Closer.
All right.
31,790. There are not many of us.
All right.
We are surpassing rare.
All right. You're the pandas of the last names.
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly us. Second ranked U.S. state capital at 256, and first and last alphabetically in the top 100 names in the 20 census.
For the state capital, can I assume that it is the full name of the state capital as opposed to, say, Jefferson City?
You can.
Okay. In that case, I'll say Lincoln.
Good guess, but not...
Oh, that's very good.
Very good, but not right.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Colette from San Leandro.
Hi, Colette. You got in first. How about that?
I was wondering, what was Judy Garland's, what was Judy Garland's real name?
Frances Gum.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
That's it.
Okay. And we have some lines open right now. If you'd like to give us a call with a question or answer, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Next call, please. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Zeed. How are you?
Good.
So I didn't hear your question. I just dialed or listened to the radio as soon as you asked. What was the question again?
About what? Which whose question?
I forgot the lady's name.
Kira?
Me? My question?
Yeah.
Well, I have a movie question, and then I had another one. Okay, well, my movie question was, while a grad student at Columbia, what Oscar-winning director produced a 17-minute film featuring two men, one of whom was a then-unknown Gary Busey, literally pummeling one another as two professors analyzed the seductiveness of cinematic violence in voiceover? I also asked, and this is more up your alley,
this is what I was thinking.
Okay, an art concept for a roller coaster that features a 500 510-meter drop followed by seven loops has a name that is related to its function. What is this roller coaster called, this concept coaster?
Okay, I don't really know it offhand, but I can call you back with the answer.
Okay.
Right. Okay, I will. But I have, fun question, very quickly. It takes light only 8 minutes to go from the sun to our, to us. We can see it in 8 minutes after leaving the sun's surface. How long does it take light from the center of the sun to the surface of the sun?
That's a technical question.
Quite a while.
Yeah.
Quite a while, he said.
But it's
on the average.
But surely,
on the average.
I don't know anything about this, but I would imagine that the radius of the sun has to be significantly less than the distance from the sun to the Earth, right?
For sure. Yeah, it's only about 400,000 miles.
Yeah.
So it should take less.
Less than 8 minutes, don't you think?
Yeah.
How about 96 million over four?
How about 2 minutes?
It could take as long as a million year.
Because it stops.
Million year.
Oh,
on the average, somebody did the calculation. On the average, it takes 70,000 years for the beam of light created at the center of the sun to reach the surface of the sun.
Why? What's holding it up?
The reason is. The drunken man story, where you have a drunkard inside a bar
full
of chairs. What do you get? You keep going back and forth in different chairs, crashing up and down. That happens. So, and actually, when that beam of light is created, it's gamma ray, which will kill us immediately. So every time it makes a collision with some of the hydrogen atoms inside the sun, their energy gets reduced until they reach close to the surface of the sun, and it just become regular light.
That's interesting.
How it is. Okay. So the average 70,000 years.
Thank you.
Question. All right.
Second question very quickly. I just like to recommend a very good movie. It's playing right now today on, if you have cable, it's 195 on Comcast. If you don't, it is 2.3, KTVU 2.3 on just antenna TV. It is. It has Richard Widmark and Marilyn Monroe. 1952. What is the name of the movie?
Don't Bother to Knock.
Very good. Very good. Great movie. Very good. So I recommend if you really should watch that. One last question very quickly. All Egyptians, including Christians and Muslims, celebrate this Christian event, very important Christian event, yesterday, June 1st, as it was celebration from the day, June 1st, 1 AD. What do you think it was? June 1st, 1 AD, the first year AD. What do you think it was?
Christ's birthday.
No.
Has
something to do with Egypt. What do you think it is?
The Exodus?
No.
No.
It has something to do with Christ and Egypt.
Christ and Egypt. Oh.
Christ and Egypt.
Dunno. The flight into Egypt.
Yes, it's the anniversary of Christ, Joseph, excuse me, baby Christ and baby Jesus, Mary, and Joseph arriving in Egypt. That exact one day, and the Egyptians are marked in their calendar exactly June 1st, 1 AD. great history.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All of the great show.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. And, okay, let me give you a couple questions here. All right. According to a language study done at MIT, what is what they did is they took languages, all the major languages, 31 major languages of the world, from five different continents. Okay, so according to a language study done at MIT, what is the most common universal word?
Oh, is it maybe tea or chai?
No.
Isn't it mother or mama? Mom?
It is not. According to a language study at MIT of all the major languages of the world on five continents, what is the most common universal word?
In other words, the word that is the
most the same in all the same languages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, without mom and tea, I don't know. Maybe, what about yes or no? No, maybe.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. It is... less than five letters, I will give you that.
In what language?
In all languages.
Huh. How about I?
No. So once more, according to a language study done at MIT, what is the most common universal word? These are all a study done of the 31 most major popular languages in the world. So, second question. I'm going to give you six letters, and I want you to tell me the most populous country in the world that begins with this letter. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, what is the largest country by population that begins with these letters? Number one, A. Number two, D. Number three, E. Number four, H. Number five, L. And number six, S. Mm-hmm. So, again, what are the most populous, not the largest countries, but the most populated countries of the world that begin with these letters? Number one, A. Number two, D. Number three, E. Number four, H. Number five, L. Number six, S. I'll give you each one guess.
Well, you want to go?
No.
All right. There's only three countries with H. Hungary, Honduras, and Haiti. And I'm going to go with Hungary as the most populous of those three.
That is incorrect.
Say Honduras.
Do you think so?
Well, more
over
than
Haiti? I don't know. Okay, Honduras.
No.
Should have said Haiti. That's what I was. How about Haiti?
Yeah. Correct.
Well, we got there in the end.
All right.
What about S for, I'm kind of, I don't know, I like Sudan for it. I don't think Somalia. I don't know. South Africa is pretty populous.
It's big, but I don't know if it's populous.
Yeah. I mean, it's. What am I missing in?
I mean, if you're going Sudan, you're going to have to wrestle with South Sudan, and then you're going to.
That's true. I'm just going with South Africa.
That is correct.
Oh.
Okay.
How about for D?
That was your last guess.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right.
For now.
All right, fine.
In that case, what about Austin, Texas, is the last name?
Yes.
Yay.
Oh, Austin. Very good.
Well done.
Again, what are the largest country by population, not geography, population, that begins with these letters? The ones we have left are A, D, E, and L. And according to a language study done at MIT, what is the most common universal word? It is less than five letters, and it was a survey done of 31 most popular languages in the world, most spoken languages.
I know some of these answers, and you're stifling my free speech.
I won't stifle too long. Okay. I just want to give other people a chance.
All right, fine.
And the two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, it's Bob in Inverness.
Hi, Bob.
I think I have an answer for the roller coaster.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm a base jumper, or used to be, and it was talked about in these circles.
Okay.
The euthanasia coaster.
That is absolutely correct.
And it was supposed to kill you by G-force quite elegantly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he designed the coaster. The man who invented it or designed it, I don't know how to pronounce the first name. It's like Julie Jonas, but his last name is Urbonis. And he designed the coaster to take lives, quote, with elegance and euphoria.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Nicely done. Yeah, and it kills its passengers by inflicting cerebral hypoxia for 60 seconds.
So that's the drop. Then what's the loops about?
It keeps you blacked out. So that you can't regain consciousness, and eventually you
die.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did say elegantly.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Okay, that's all I got.
Nice. Thanks, Bob. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So Disney doesn't know about this.
Yeah.
And let's see. We have a couple of lines open. Area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight, technical editor Kira Pace. Of course, Joshua Cosman from the San Francisco Chronicle, their classical music critic. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And Kira, it is your turn.
All right. I'll add something to the director question for you. So we've already talked about the 17-minute film featuring two people beating each other up. So the director's first full-length film was called The Loveless and starred Willem Dafoe in his first credited role. The film, which is about bikers wreaking havoc in a small Georgia town while en route to Daytona, is in the MoMA's permanent collection. So now Willem Dafoe's first credited role.
Hmm. How are we not getting this? This is so distinctive. It's in the MoMA's permanent collection. Mm-hmm. Why?
I'm glad to see he's working his way up from Gary Busey to Willem Dafoe, though.
Sure.
Okay.
How about David Lynch?
No, not David Lynch.
Oh, okay.
That's a good guess.
Is he an Oscar-winning director?
I believe he might have won.
Elephant Man, are you thinking?
I was actually thinking The Straight Story.
Oh.
But that's just a guess.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Okay.
No, that's something else. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's not.
But it's not anyway. So
it's not, so it's all moo. One, yeah.
All right, and Josh, you go ahead.
All right. I'm going to give you I've got a list of Emmy-winning television shows, comedies or dramas that won, you know, best Emmy for best whatever they are. I'm going to read you a list of character names from that show. You tell me what the show is.
Regular shows, series.
Well, regular except that they won Emmys, so they're better than regular. They're awesome.
But they're series and not one-off special.
Exactly. Okay. So.
Okay.
So if I say Daenerys, Cersei, and Tyrion, you say Game of Thrones.
You said comedy, right?
I said comedies or dramas.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not.
Hilarious.
I'm not distinguishing.
Okay.
All right, so I've got six of them.
Okay.
Ray, Deborah, and Robert.
All right.
Walter, Skyler, Jesse, and Saul. Midge, Joel, and Susie. Frank, Joyce, Faye, Ray, Phil. Michael, Hope, Elliot, Nancy. And Joel, Maggie, Maurice. So again, these are comedies or dramas, network or cable, that have won Emmys for best comedy or best drama by list of character names. One more time real quick. Ray, Deborah, Robert. Walter, Skyler, Jesse, Saul. Midge, Joel, Susie. Frank, Joyce, Faye, Ray, Phil. Michael, Hope, Elliot, Nancy. Joel, Maggie, Maurice. Take a couple guesses each. Then I'm going to shut you off.
I'm not sure about this one because I didn't watch the show, but is Joel, Maggie, and Maurice Community?
It is not Community.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'll wait.
I don't know any of these.
Okay.
Not right offhand.
Okay. Ray, Deborah, and Robert, that's Everybody Loves Raymond.
That is correct.
Very good.
And Walter, Skyler, and Jesse, that is Breaking Bad.
That is correct.
Oh, all right.
Good. So those are two. So the ones we've got left are Midge, Joel, and Susie. Frank, Joyce, Faye, Ray, and Phil. Michael, Hope, Elliot, and Nancy. And Joel, Maggie, and Maurice.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Howdy. It's Tom in Southern California.
Hey, Tom.
Hi. Is the Oscar-winning director, is that Catherine Bigelow?
Very nice.
Oh, well
done. Catherine Bigelow.
Gosh, she's been around a long time.
Yeah. Gary Busey was in... Point Break.
Point Break. Yes, that was the last clue. It was about Point Break. Very nice. And also, she directed Touched by the Hand of God, which featured a codpiece-clad glam metal version of New Order and a Go Nowhere movie plot starring Bill Paxton and Radon Chong. It's fantastic. I highly recommend it.
That is. And just as a note, Brian De Palma has never won an Oscar.
Huh.
And in fact, he has never even been nominated.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Which is kind of a shock. Yeah.
Glad to hear.
Kind of surprised. The U.S. State Cap. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The first and last alphabetically in the top 100.
Uh-huh.
How about Abrams?
Not in the top 100.
Adams?
Adams is correct. Well done.
Yeah. And Young?
That is right. Well done, both of them.
Good.
Awesome. Okay, I'm going to retire that one.
major languages the common universal word help?
Help? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, I want more help. okay. Population, Argentina, for A.
That is correct. Very good.
And Brazil for B?
No, didn't ask B.
Oh. What did you ask?
D. D-E-N-L.
Oh, D. Brazil. No.
No.
Well, Denmark, I guess.
No.
No. Ethiopia for E?
That is correct.
You ask E? Okay. Awesome. And Laos for L?
Oh, very good. Ooh, I wasn't sure you would get that. Good.
Yay. And that's all I got. Though I'll ask a question on... I suppose Dana probably knows this maybe because he reads a bit. Klaus von Bülow's house? Because Klaus von Bülow died of the famous reversal of fortune.
Oh, I didn't know he died.
Oh, yeah, he died. And the house in which he killed Sonny von Bülow, their house, was
allegedly
featured in what movie? Allegedly, yes.
Allegedly, yeah. Featured in what movie?
What Oscar-nominated movie?
You mean the house itself?
Yeah.
This rings a bell.
Before they owned it.
Oh.
Oh. So how far back are we going here?
50s.
Oh. Sabrina?
No, but you're kind of in the right...
That might have just been in the studio for all I know, but... So I'm kind of in the right... In the right genre or the right era?
Right, kind of... yeah, kind of the right genre, kind of, I guess I would say.
Where the house itself is like in Cape Cod or something, or it's somewhere in New England.
Yeah,
I'm picturing
it's like
it.
Connecticut or.
Oh, is that it?
Well, I'm not. You know, I'm not for sure.
So. Yeah.
May we ask where the house is?
You may, but I actually don't know. But I think you're right. It's in Connecticut, I believe.
Okay.
But it's a distinctive presence in this film. I mean, it's not just some house where somebody lives. It's something we would remember from. It's not like the house next to the Bates Motel.
Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, it's a pretty, you know, it's a pretty high, you know, a pretty kind of high end house.
How about
I don't know if it's overly distinctive, but
we're not all about Eve.
No,
give us somebody who was in the movie.
Grace Kelly.
Oh, so
her screen name was very similar to a famous porn star's name. Character's name.
Tracy Lord. So it's it's the remake of the Philadelphia High Society.
High Society is correct.
Right.
Wow, nicely done.
Yeah, it was filmed in that house.
Huh. Interesting. Okay.
And one other question, since someone
Newport.
Up,
so
I was wondering if you can tell me what the
it was Newport, Rhode Island. So just so you know, that's
oh,
that's
there you go.
Said.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, all those small states are, you know, lumped together in my mind. What are the six flags?
Texas, France, Spain, United States,
Mexico,
and what are we missing?
What CSI. Am I missing?
Oh, UK?
No.
No, it's not UK.
But
not
UK.
It's the first five.
You got the five, yeah. First
okay.
five,
What's
right.
the theme?
The six flags of it's the six flags that have flown over the state of Texas.
That's what I thought. Well, isn't CSA...
Well, the Texas Republic.
I already said that. That was the first one.
Doesn't CSA count? Confederacy?
CSA, very good.
And that's
oh,
always the one I forget.
Yeah, no, I said that, and I didn't,
okay.
but I didn't know whether I... Because I didn't know what France
oh,
was doing there.
Right.
Yeah.
Texas
awesome.
Was
Thanks.
Part of France.
Thank you
yeah.
very much.
Great show as always.
Thank
Bye.
You. Appreciate it.
Hank Hill didn't understand that either.
let's quickly repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Kira?
I'm out of questions right now.
I'm looking for the Emmy-winning television series that have casts including characters named Midge, Joel, and Susie, Frank, Joyce, Faye, Ray, and Phil, Michael, Hope, Elliot, and Nancy, and Joel, Maggie, and Maurice.
Is Michael, Hope, Elliot, and Nancy L.A. Law?
No.
Okay.
Good guess, though.
Hmm. Let's see. The largest country by population that begins with the letter D. That's what I have left for that question. And according to a language study done at MIT, what is the most common universal word on all the 31 most dominant languages in the world? What is the most common universal word? It is less than five letters. And, okay. All right, I will give you my convoluted geography question.
Sweet.
Now, that I did at 1 in the morning, so be patient with me. Okay, so the important thing to remember about this question is...
That it's convoluted and that you wrote convoluted. It at 1
it's really not that convoluted. But just at 1 in the morning, it seemed convoluted. So these countries that I'm looking for have borders that flow into each other. In other words, they might not all have a common border, but they flow into each other. For instance, Canada flows in the United States, which flows into Mexico, okay? It's border-wise. So you understand my point. So the question is, name, there are one, two, three, four sets of three countries each mm-hmm. that have capitals that begin with the same letter that flow into each other. So in other words, if, let's say, all the Canada, United States, and Mexico all had capitals that started with an O.
Got it.
So you understand what I'm looking for. Okay. So there are four sets of countries in the world that flow into each other with borders that have capitals with that begin with the same letter.
So let me ask one clarifying question.
Yes.
Is it the case that all four of these sets are linear, like Canada, United States, Mexico, or are any of them mutually bordering, like in a three-way?
I don't think any of them are bordering in an absolute three-way.
Okay.
Yeah. So they all flow into each other.
So yeah, there's like Beijing, Bangkok, sort of third B in that general area.
Beijing to Bangkok... don't think so.
That's not it. So,
yeah.
So don't
it's
waste
all
your time.
It's all going to be B's because I was going to say also there's Hungary and Romania with Budapest and Bucharest,
right.
But I don't know what the third one is unless Hungary is adjacent to Switzerland, which I don't think it is. Is it?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
So once more, there are four sets of countries with three each in those sets that have capitals that begin with the same letter. Now, the important thing to remember is these countries flow into each other. In other words, all three might not have one common border, but each country has a common border with the next and then with the next.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So think about it.
Yeah. I keep getting twos that don't go to the third one.
All right.
All right.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is James in the Mission.
Hi, James.
So the question about the TV show, mm-hmm. was it Michael Hope and someone else?
Michael Hope, Elliot, and Nancy. Who is that?
Could that be 30-something?
It is. Well done.
Good job.
Good. That was actually a show I never watched.
I could hear that you were lowercasing it even as you said it.
Yeah, and then the Dana's question about the word that's common among the 30 languages.
Yes.
Could that be lox?
It is not. You mean lox is in L-O-X? No, I'm just kidding.
L-O-X.
But no, that's not it.
Oh, okay.
Is it bagel?
No.
Not yet.
Oh, what about bread, like pan
nope.
bread?
Nope.
I heard something. The reason why I asked about lox is it's the only word that has the same definition among different languages. I guess that's what I was thinking about.
I think you make a good point, and I should clarify this just a little bit more. This word always is basically the same definition in all languages. So no, it's not a word that just happens to be spelled the same that means something else.
Mm.
So.
Mm. Okay.
Is that it?
That's all.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. No. Bye-bye.
And if you'd like to join us, the two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Are you working on my geography?
I am, yes.
Good for
that
you.
Is exactly what I'm doing.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, sorry, couldn't hear you. Hi. Okay, this is Kevin from Oakland.
Hi.
And I believe I have an answer for the most common word in 31 languages.
Yes.
And it's been, I've already said it, and almost everybody who's been on the show has said it in during the show. Is it okay?
It is not okay.
Ooh, what a good guess, though. I like that.
I have always been given to understand that it is the most common word worldwide, that almost everybody uses it.
It is not that. It may be in the top five, but it is not the most common.
All right. Well, it was my first call, so.
Well, please call back again.
Have a great show. I don't have anything else for you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Kira, your turn.
Okay. Let's go with this one. This one's quick. So John Cage, who is perhaps most notorious for the for his piece 4 Minutes and 33 Seconds.
By notorious, I think you mean esteemed.
Right. Notoriously esteemed. Yeah. Has another piece called, perhaps unintuitively, Organ 2/ASLSP. What does ASLSP stand for? It is somewhat unintuitive.
Lucky strike means find. Well, Josh,
I'm not familiar with this piece. I have to say there are many of them, but this is not one I know.
He's got a lot of esteemedly kooky pieces out there.
Yes. Organ 2 slash, is that what you said?
Yes. It's called Organ 2/ASLSP. Also, it's also regularly known just as ASLSP. Except, happens to be played on an organ, which is presumably the origin of organ.
Hmm. Yeah.
In the title, I mean.
All right. Leave it out.
All's swell that... No, I don't know. All right. It's good. Someone will know it.
And has this been performed... Well, I guess you would know if it had been performed locally or anything like that. Not that it would have any bearing on it at all, but...
It is famously... performed in one place. And I'll even tell you that it is famously performed in, it's in Germany, hold on, Halberstadt. There we go. A place called Halberstadt. The cathedral in Halberstadt, Germany. On the organ of the cathedral.
Does it have anything to do with Bach at all?
It does not.
All right. That's okay. Well, that's an interesting little
piece of something. I don't know the answer.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Fran in San Francisco.
Hi, Fran.
Hi. I would like to know the name of the original five Native American tribes of the Iroquois Nation. There was later a sixth, but there were five original Native American tribes forming the Iroquois Nation.
This is a very weak spot for me.
Yeah, me too. Is this
the Abenakis?
No,
you're thinking of the five.
There's a confederation that includes like the Seneca.
Yes.
Is that the one?
Oh, very good. Well,
there is a Seneca.
Seneca and Oneida.
Yes. Uh huh.
And the other guys are going to have to get the other three because I'm tapped out.
Well, that's good so far.
I feel like I did my part.
Yeah. But you know,
Oneida's familiar because of the silverware, of course.
Seneca, Oneida. So we're in that neighborhood.
It's all upstate New York, I guess.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Is that
Algonquin?
Yes. Wait a second. Oh goodness. I don't have Algonquin in it.
Oh.
I don't. What I'm reading. No.
Well, that's why I said Josh said something else. Though.
I said Michwak, but I'm not sure I'm remembering that name right.
You said Seneca and Oneida.
Right.
Right. All right. I don't know.
Isn't Mohawk also upstate New York?
Yes, Mohawk.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Who else is upstate New York?
The Mohawk Valley. We should have gotten Mohawk right away. I should have anyway.
To go with your Mohawk.
Yeah.
they're lesser known, but if you want, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Tell us. Cause we
okay. Onondaga and Cayuga.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
They formed the Iroquois Nation.
All right.
Five nations. And
what was the sixth?
Later on was, Tuscarora.
Tuscarora.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Didn't know that one.
They spoke the Iroquois language, though, spoke the same. Who is Carl Dean Switzer?
That's Alfalfa Switzer from Our Gang.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. And do you know?
I may not know those Native American tribes, but I sure know Our Gang.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I had to do that. And I'd like to know the name of Kira's dog, if you would tell me.
Oh, I guess I never mentioned it. It's Embley.
Embley?
Embley, uh-huh.
Like the stadium? No, that's Wembley.
That's Wembley. No, Embley, who is one of the two children in The Apoplectic Bicycle by Edward Gorey.
Oh, how lovely.
Embley and Hubert.
Okay, thanks, everyone.
Thanks for
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Josh, you have a relatively short question?
Yeah, sure. Here's an Oscar question for fun. I'm not going to insult your intelligence by asking you who the only best actress Oscar winner was for playing an Oscar-winning actress, because you know that one, right?
Go ahead.
All right,
ask your question.
I'll ask. I wasn't going to ask that one, but if it's not a gimme, I'll start with that one. Only one. Who's the only actress to win an Oscar?
It's Cate Blanchett in The Aviator, who played Catherine.
There you go. Yeah.
Dana at an Oscar question.
That was the setup.
I'm taking my lap.
Do it. That's never happened on the male side. The only thing that's ever happened was there was one actor who was nominated for a Best Actor Oscar for playing an Oscar-nominated actor. Do you know who that was? Who he was playing and what the movie was.
Well, Kenneth Branagh was nominated for playing Laurence Olivier.
Oh, you're right.
In My Week with Marilyn.
How did I miss that? I thought I'd double-check this. I beg your pardon. You're right. Okay, there are two.
I lapped again.
I forgot about Branagh. Okay, I thought I had checked this carefully. Who's the other one?
Well, was Branagh... was he nominated as an actor? I know he was nominated,
He was nominated for playing Olivier in My Weekend with Marilyn.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he was nominated for Henry V, too, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's not relevant for this question.
Right, okay.
So another actor who was nominated for Best Actor for playing an Oscar-nominated actor. Again, neither of them won.
I have to think about this.
Think about this. It will come to you. It may or may not.
Okay.
It's not a very successful or well-known movie, but a very well-known actor.
Okay. Both of them, presumably?
Both of them.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Jane in Oakland.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. So is the most universal word door?
It is not.
Ah, too bad. Okay, and a quick question. I've been waiting for Josh for this one.
Okay.
What orchestral conductor also used to brag that he could conduct a train?
Was it true?
He did work at a railway company.
Oh.
How about Thomas Beecham?
No.
How about...
May I ask if this was an American?
Not an American.
Hmm. I've never heard this story.
Not an American.
But he rode the train. How about... I don't know.
Would it help? Would it give it away if you told us what nationality this person was?
Japanese.
Oh, Seiji Ozawa. Seiji Ozawa?
No.
Ken Nagano.
He's American.
I know, but I was doing it.
Who are we missing? Japanese. Masaki Suzuki?
No, I'll give it to you. Yeah. I know it's getting late. Takashi Asahina.
Huh.
Ooh.
Okay.
He was born out of wedlock. His family was not well-to-do, and before he trained as a conductor...
He trained as a train conductor.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Good one to know.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you. Good show.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. For the Frank, Fay, et cetera, it's Hill Street Blues.
That is correct. Well done.
Thank you. And for the most common word in at least 31 languages.
Yes.
I'm guessing it's da-da or mama.
No.
Take your pick.
Neither one.
That's what I thought too, but it didn't seem like it.
I think that's a fantastic guess. I'm surprised. Mm-hmm.
Well, I would dispute that that's not common in 31 languages.
Oh, I'm sure it's common in 31 languages. I'm just saying it's not the most common according to the study done.
Because it's not exactly the same, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Okay. Fair enough. Bye.
Bye.
What about jeans?
Jeans?
Jeans. Like blue jeans.
No, it's... How can I put this? It's
because that's
the
a
word
is, in so many languages.
The word is not taken from any other language. In other words, it's sort of organic to each language and
so
accepted.
It's not a borrow word. It's not a loan
word. It's not really a borrow. Now I'm maybe getting out on a limb here, but I don't think it's a borrow word. It's
it
sort of an
identical.
Organically grown word in each language that means the same in all of them.
And it's an identical word.
And it's more, it comes more out of a sound than...
Everything you're saying points to mama.
I know, right?
But a reaction, maybe, it's a reaction
ow,
word.
Ow,
that's a very
ouch
good guess, but no. That's a very good guess.
Ha ha.
No. It's a reaction word. Mm. I think that's a good way
to put it.
And
wow,
no,
yikes,
and, holy smokes.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there. I missed a couple minutes, so sorry if this is already guessed, but is the most common word hey?
It is not.
Ooh,
that's a very good,
good
guess, but no.
Okie dokie. And also sorry if this has been guessed, for the country that starts with the letter D, would that be the DRC, the Democratic Republic of the Congo?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Well done.
Excellent.
I got my first ring. Thanks so much.
Thank
That's
you.
All I got.
All right.
That's all you need.
So does anybody want to guess on my geography question?
Oh, God.
Need more time with that one.
I really do. I got to kind of trace out. I mean, I keep getting twos that don't lead to three.
And how many of these four sets are in Africa? All of them?
Two of them.
Okay.
Yeah, give us continents. Two in Africa.
Europe.
In South America.
South America and Africa.
Yeah. South America?
Yeah, that's what I was working on.
What's in South America? Well, let's put our heads together. I mean...
Remember, the countries do not necessarily have one common border.
Oh,
they
so
flow
it, oh,
into
so
each
it's,
other.
So it's Buenos Aires to Brasilia to Bogota.
That is correct. There you go.
Okay. Well, there's only 12 countries to choose from. So. And Europe...
I think you're right. I think you're on the right track. I think it's going to be bees again.
Bees. Yeah,
I do.
All right. So Belgrade. Belgrade.
No.
Bucharest, Budapest, Belgrade? No? Mm-hmm. Bucharest, Budapest?
Is that,
nope. That's
nope.
Not where we want to start.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are the Yugoslavian republics?
Well, there's Pristina and Podgorica, which are next to each other, but there's no other peas in the vicinity, I don't think.
All right. Let's take a call. You think about it. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
We're having fun nerding out here.
Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
Is the universal common word O?
It is not, but it's certainly in that general direction.
Let's see. Maggie, Maurice, and Joel were Northern Exposure.
That is correct. Well done.
Are you still looking for state capital family names?
Kira got it, but tell me anyway.
I was thinking Madison.
Good guess, but not right.
Okay.
Oh, that is a good guess.
And a question.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I have three old TV series. I want to know what they have in common. Ironside, Love on a Rooftop, and Trapper John, M.D.
Ironside. Well, they're all San Francisco.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good job.
Thanks,
you guys.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, it's Sparky Maggie. Maddie, how are you doing?
Good.
Actually, that's my
trouble.
Brother's name, Maggie. So
trouble remembering your wife's name. You call me. I'll let you know. Go ahead.
Right. Okay, Kira, that John Cage piece.
Okay.
ASLAP, that means as slow as possible.
That's right. The A for as, SL for slow, the S for as. Possible, yes.
And that's that organ piece that's being performed right now as we speak in Germany.
Since 2001.
Hmm?
Since 2001. They're on the 14th note right now.
Yeah, and that's it's going to end like another 600 years.
Yeah, thereabouts. 2640 is the expected end date. They moved to the 14th note on October 2013. They'll go to the 15th note sometime next September.
Yeah, it'll make vexation seem like vaburn. Thank you.
Is that it? Thanks. Anything else?
I was going to say, for the common universal
that is correct.
Word.
Huh.
Huh.
Nice.
Huh.
H-U-H. H-U-H.
Very good.
Yay, we're done.
Well done.
Thank you very much. Yes, huh is the, according to a study done at MIT, it is the most common universal word. So, huh. And let's see.
Is the only question that's still out right now this Midge, Joel, and Susie?
Well, that and the capitals.
Yeah.
Oh, Berlin is B. Let's see what else.
Yeah,
no,
but you're not
going to
get anywhere with
yeah.
that. All right. take a call.
All right.
Somebody out there has got this information.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom again.
Hi, Tom.
Is the Oscar-nominated actor, is that Robert Downey Jr. for playing Chaplin?
Oh,
yes, it
good.
Is. Well done.
Good job.
Yay. And let's see, the countries. There's Brussels, Berlin, and Bern.
That is correct.
Oh, well
Brussels,
done.
Belgium flows into Berlin, Germany, which flows into Bern, Switzerland.
Well done.
And there's also the one in Europe that has four, which is Bratislava, Budapest, Bucharest, and Belgrade.
Well, let me see.
You told me Belgrade wasn't connected there, and I believed you.
Belgrade, Serbia, is connected
to Hungary, right? Or to...
Yeah, I believe Hungary.
I'd have to look at the map.
All right.
It seems like I eliminated that for some reason or other, but I will check that. I will double check
that. There used to be a world map in this studio.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Be there?
Hello.
Hi, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Kevin from San Pablo. My input is the Mitch question, the Emmy Award winning.
Yeah.
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
That is exactly right. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Thank you. Well
awesome.
Done.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Okay, time to clean up here. Kira, what do we got?
Once again, I got nothing.
All right.
I'm tapped out, too. That was my last remaining, yeah.
Okay, so Africa is for the last two sets of questions.
Right, so hint it a little bit, because we got a minute here.
Well, one is K and one is L.
All right, so there's six capitals in Africa with K, because we had that once on, all right, so.
Kinshasa.
Kinshasa is one.
Yeah. Is it?
Yes.
Over in the west?
Yes.
Kinshasa?
I'm really bad at
that. All right. Kinshasa, Congo, Democratic Republic of Congo, flows into Kigali, which is the
Rwanda,
which flows into Kampala, which is Uganda.
Oh, well
okay.
done.
And now, the last one is Luanda, Angola, which flows into Lusaka, Zambia, which flows into Luangwe, or Malawi.
All right.
So, if we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our thanks to our panel tonight, technical editor Kira Pace, and, of course, Joshua Cosman from the San Francisco Chronicle, and, of course, David Latulip, who handled the board and phones tonight. My name is Dana Rodriguez. I've been your moderator, and my great thanks to you out there for taking the time to tune in and call. We hope you have a wonderful week. We also hope you can make time for us next Sunday at 7 p.m. Thanks, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
You ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't sis, you can't miss. It's got to be you, brother. Can't you see it's got to be one way or the other? If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't being, it's frank. It's got to be this or that.